to Protect. Brought to you by East Coast FM, the IBI, and funded by Cumhachin the Man with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
Good evening. My name is Max Kane, and you're very welcome to Ours to Protect here on East Coast FM. Each week, we discuss topics relating to climate change and the environment and the things that we can be doing to help. This week, we're talking all about Ireland's film industry. This is very topical in Wicklow, with many productions filming here, and I caught up with filmmaker and editor Adam Moura to get his thoughts.
Well, I think there's probably a lot of unnecessary emissions coming from the film industry. So, for example, especially in a country like Ireland, there's a lot of cars that are required to be used to get from place to place in the film industry, from location to location. Of course, that's going to be the case in, you know, all filmmaking, if you want to go to like a cliff or whatever. But even, you know, places like Wicklow, for example, don't have the best public transport to get to like Ardmore Studios or things like that. There's maybe like one bus that runs at very specific times. So a lot of emissions could be saved by improving the public transport in Ireland.
But I do guess that one of the great things that's happening at the moment is there's more Irish crew members on these Hollywood productions that are coming to Ireland, so there's less, like, there's lower numbers of people getting flown in here.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, investing in local talent for films, like, respective of your country, especially in Ireland, is great for saving emissions. And also, like, say if you were shooting somewhere in America, like, to say you wanted to shoot somewhere in New York, but your main base is in California, you'd obviously have to fly there. Whereas if you wanted to shoot something in Belfast and then something in Cork, that's a reasonable drive, whereas that wouldn't get you very far in America. So using Ireland specifically as those places would save emissions, because there's a vast amount of locations.
And I see that a lot of film sets are doing more to kind of bring in, like, paper cups instead of plastic cups, all that.
Yeah, for sure. Like, that's definitely helpful. But I think a lot of that lies with actually the producers of, like, the food companies, for example, because I remember I was having some hot dogs and each hot dog was individually wrapped with plastic. And I was like, this is so unnecessary. So as much as film crews can do, that's helpful, but it mostly lies with the producers of the food.
And you were mentioning, like, a vast use of vehicles like cars. What about, like, trailers on film sets as well? Are they kind of unnecessary?
Yeah, I can see how trailers would be unnecessary. I suppose it does depend on set leaks and stuff like that. So say, for example, if you were to have like a Marvel film with a massive actor shooting in a public location, you want to hide their identity and stuff like that. But in general, for most films, trailers do seem sort of unnecessary.
Thank you very much, Adam. So tell me, what have you been working on at the moment?
I've been working on an independently funded TV series called Midlands Mayhem. It's a comedy crime show. And you can also bet that we're good for the environment, because we can't afford trailers or many cars. So please watch it when it comes out, probably near the end of this year.
And that was filmmaker and editor Adam Moura. Broadcast assistant Clodagh Byrne caught up with artist and filmmaker Karen Riley to get her thoughts.
I think that the film industry within Ireland specifically, I think there's lots of steps being taken to become more sustainable and much more environmentally friendly. And Screen Ireland has a sustainability plan, and they're slowly but surely making and announcing, like, initiatives and strategies to try and make the industry as a whole better for the environment, which I think is really, really great. And really great as well, since Ireland is somewhere that there's constantly things being made, like, as Irish productions, but also, like, international productions as well. Like, the second season of the Netflix show Wednesday is being made here. Definitely you can see it. I mean, there's small things, like, from when I was on sets for commercials, there's, yeah, like, the food that's on offer, there's always a vegetarian or vegan option. And with the teas and coffees, there's the plant-based milks, and there's the different bins, like, for recycling and compost and general waste. And and which is great, especially now because you can recycle most things. More can be done. For example, the whole thing with travel in regards to the industry. In terms of traveling to set, just to work in the industry, you have to be able to drive and own your own car, and you're often responsible. You are actually just responsible to getting yourself to set by driving there, which is not very good for the environment when you have a crew of 100 people minimum individually driving cars to get there every day, as well having like airfare when crew or producers or people from overseas are flown over. Sometimes only they're flown over for a day or two and they fly back home, which I think is insane. I think that's one of the biggest problems and biggest contributing factors to making the film industry so unsustainable. I'm not a sustainability expert. I don't know how you would go about fixing it entirely as a problem, but I think it's one of the main sustainability issue problems within the industry that needs to be addressed the most, and not, making sure that there's oat milk on set, you know what I mean?
You can get even more information online. Be sure to visit the website ars2protect.ie or eastcoast.fm. A handy tip sheet will give you all the information that you need to know. Ars to Protect on East Coast FM is a climate change and climate action focused programme series funded by Commission Naman with the television licence fee. You can listen back to all of our episodes so far at ars2protect.ie.
Ours to Protect is funded by Commission Naman with the television licence fee and is a partnership between East Coast FM and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.